So last week, I was not here. I was in Boston. And on Wednesday night, I did a concert in the ISKCON Boston Temple. And if you would like to see what I was doing last week, you go to my website, nirantara.com, and go to where it says video, and you'll see there are 9 YouTube clips, and you can see that I wasn't in Maya last week. I was doing preaching at the ISKCON Boston Temple. So Gopal, do we have a verse for tonight? All right, 7:17. All right, let's all go there. Chapter 7, verse 17. Chapter 7 is called Knowledge of the Absolute. The Absolute is defined by Sutta Goswami in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Sutta Goswami was requested by the sages of Naimisharanya. They selected him because they were performing a sacrifice which was to last 1,000 years. And the purpose of the sacrifice was to benefit us, the people of Kali Yuga, because they knew that the age of Kali is a horrible situation. It is a time of hypocrisy, a time of strife. It is called the Iron Age. The age of Satya, the first age, is the Golden Age. Treta is silver, and then Dwarapa, bronze. But Kali is iron. And it's known as the age of quarrel. We see that it's becoming more and more apparent within families, communities, cities, states, countries, quarrel. So the sages selected Sutta Goswami. Why? Because he was there when the Bhagavatam was recited for the first time during the 7 days that Maharaj Parikshit was preparing for death. And Sutta Goswami was there listening to Shukadeva Goswami. So because of that, they selected Sutta Goswami, the son of Romaharshan. Romaharshan was killed by Lord Balaram because he did not recognize Lord Balaram as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And I'm getting a message that the voice is too soft. Well, Sakshi, I can't do nothing about that right now. So, you know, I feel the same. Please check. All right, what I would recommend, if it's too low, then everyone go to the New Dwarka website, and probably it will be better. So leave Mayapur.tv and immediately go to LA Live, yes. Or as Bhima says, you headphones. Anyway, that's the best I can do right now. Do that. All right, so the sages of Naimisharanya asked Sutta Goswami 6 questions. And when Sutta Goswami was answering, he gave a definition of the Absolute Truth. Here is the definition that he gave. Vedanti tat tatva vidas tatva yajjnanam advayam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavan iti shabdyate. The Absolute Truth is defined as a non-dual substance. That non-dual substance is known in three different phases. First, as impersonal, all-pervading spiritual energy known as Brahman. Then the next thing is Paramatma, the Lord in the heart, Supersoul. And then the ultimate feature of the Absolute Truth, Bhagavan, the personality of Godhead. And here in this Bhagavad Gita, we are hearing from not just Bhagavan. Here is Bhagavan Das, disciple of Srila Prabhupada. So serendipitous. I'm talking about Bhagavan and the Das comes. Yes, thank you. I'm not intelligent. I'm funny, yes, but I'm not intelligent. I am the biggest fool there is. So there may be many different Bhagavans and different categories of Bhagavan. But Krishna himself is the ultimate Bhagavan. And that is another thing that Sutta Goswami says in the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam. Because in the third chapter of the first canto, Sutta Goswami explains many different kinds of avatars, not the movie, but many different kinds of avatars. But at the end he says, but all of these avatars, the source of all of them is Krishna. And therefore this very important line, please repeat, Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. So, this line is actually the mission statement of Srimad Bhagavatam. There are 18,000 slokas in Srimad Bhagavatam. This one line is everything you need to know about Srimad Bhagavatam. It's the essence of Srimad Bhagavatam. Let's do it again. Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. That it is Krishna who is the source of all the other incarnations. The same thing Krishna said earlier, we're studying chapter 7, 17th verse, right? So in verse number 7, what does Krishna say? Matak paracharam na anyat. Everyone turn to verse number 7, please. Everyone turn to verse number 7. And you'll find, what's the first line? Tak parataram nanyat. And then he says, kinchid asti dananjaya, right? So in that, but read, if you will, read the translation to verse number 7. Anyone who has it there? No truth superior to me. You need glasses? Yes. Sutre manigina iva. As pearls are strung on a thread. So this verse in chapter 7, Krishna is stating, there's nothing superior to me. There's another word, asammordva. Can everyone say? Asammordva means nothing is greater than Krishna and nothing is equal to him. There's another important word. Nothing greater, nothing equal. In other words, there is no competitor. Krishna is the supreme. And this is one of the most important things you learn from this Bhagavad Gita, that Krishna is supreme. So with that little bit of introduction, then we can start with text number 17. But before we do that, let us chant.